So we got to get to the big loss in like 2 seconds here, but we will. We somehow got on the conversation in the break about the fact that, like, when I was dating, I avoided every Elizabeth in the world because that's my mom's name. Kristen's too. Dated like 17 Katies, but no Kristens. They were on the no-fly list because it just wasn't working for me. At which point, Mac Robinson said he dated or he went on a date with Mackenzie. And I honestly think that might be the most narcissistic thing you can do is marry somebody with your same name.
Like, it's the Mac and Mac show.
I was thinking you just refer to yourself as the Mackenzie Robinsons. Like, you just pluralize your name instead, because you're no longer like you. There's no, you're going to just become one gelatinous blob of a human being if you have the same name. There's not going to be no, hey, Mac, hey, Mackenzie. Like, people are going to have different nicknames for you.
That'd be a scary thing.
216-474-0092. I'm throwing this out there. It's not the full segment. I do want to hear from you on this, though. At Nick Wilson says, do you know anyone who married someone with the same name? Also, Nicole's were a tough sell as well. Nick and Nicole, that's too damn cutesy here. But from cutesy to ouchies, Alex Wright posted on his Instagram that he has a bicep tear and he's out for the rest of the season. I never thought I'd say this 2 years ago. I do think for a rotation-based defense, and especially up front, this is a really tough loss for the Cleveland Browns.
This is a huge loss. And anytime you have somebody like McKinney or Alex Wright, you have to look at what's behind him. There's a lot of guys behind him right now that don't have the reps or the snaps or even the tenure. So losing a gentleman like this on the end is going to be a tough sell on the defense.
Well, what I think is toughest about it is, of all the guys, because one of the things I love about Schwartz is he loves to kick guys inside, even undersized guys. Like Za'Darius Smith's like 260. That is mighty undersized to play inside, but he's so good at rushing up the middle that it most of the time it doesn't hurt him, except maybe in the run game occasionally like we've been seeing recently. But the right thing, Wright is a legit, you know, like 290 pounds. So he's big off the edge, and he's big enough to be an interior guy as well. You don't have a lot of guys that can kick in from the outside that have that kind of size.
No, and we heard Schwartz talk about, you know, Isaiah McGuire coming in. He's going to get a chance to get some reps. He's got to step in right away. And this defense, you know, when you look at the secondary, playing off and slouching a little bit, that line is going to take a toll.
So when Miles came down with the feet, Achilles, and thigh injury 2 weeks ago, when it finally was disclosed it's not just a foot, it's feet. Oh, and by the way, there's two more things going on here. I sounded the alarms. I said, Hassan Reddick's out there with the Jets. Go get him. I'll be honest, I'm going to double down on that. Maybe not even Hassan, although I think that's the best player out there. I think if the Browns are buyers at the deadline, I think specifically on the D-line, they have got to find another pass rusher of a specific ilk, because Za'Darius hasn't gotten home a lot this year. Oboe hasn't gotten home a lot. Up the middle, it feels like the pressure. It's not that the pressure is non-existent. You're just not seeing them, you know, make an impact and push quarterbacks back or out as much. I think right now, I'll be honest with you, even if it's a little early to decide whether you're a buyer or seller, I would not hate if they got aggressive and went out there and picked up another lineman. And not just another lineman, but a lineman of substance.
Well, the D-line right now, they're a step behind the offensive line when they're playing up against them. And that's the only reason that you're seeing Miles do anything with him, right? He's the star of that defensive line. He's going in and doing his part. Unfortunately, the other guys in that interior, they're not getting in like you just mentioned. And on the other side, now that you lose Alex Wright, that's a big loss.
So do you think, because to me, it's not just about losing Alex Wright. Although, again, I think he's kind of one of those glue defensive linemen that you can kind of move him anywhere. And he's also an ascending player, which helps. I think people might say tackle, people might say O-line, people might say wide receiver like Davante Adams, we had that conversation, or this position, that position. I think a clear need right now is you got to find another pass rusher. I think that's number one, above anything.
Well, it would help Myles Garrett big time, right? Because we know that he's reeling right now from some injuries. Yes, he played last weekend. He looked good last weekend, right? He didn't practice earlier this week. Now we look at this weekend, and you lose a player of Alex Wright's caliber. Now you're leaning even more so on Myles Garrett. And even, you know, for me, maybe a Ward with cornerback. So for me, looking at the interior, I'm still going to go offensive line because we saw Deshaun Watson do his part last weekend. Maybe he's starting to find out his rhythm. So you might be able to piece together the D-line, but for me, offensive line gives Deshaun Watson better opportunities.
I think the only thing is you just have to be patient with the O-line. Like, you have to, like, Conklin and Wills give you options at both tackle spots. Teller's only, 3 weeks left in the PUP if he's ready to come back. I know Posick has been hurt up. He's been hurt. But he's been able to play, you know, with occasional Nick Harris's. Like, I think you just have to be patient with the O-line. I think with the defensive line, the guys you got aren't going to get it. And like, I just don't think you have anybody close to Miles that can make that kind of difference. And now you've got one less rotational. Respectfully, with the O-line, I think the answers are coming. You just got to be patient.
If you can't wait that long, though, if you're not scoring points like you're accustomed to, you know, yes, we don't have a running game right now, but if that O-line isn't giving you a chance because they are hurt and they're on the mash factory right now, you've got to give Deshaun a chance to continue to heal and start showing what he's supposed to be a caliber of.
So the other thing with this is it's not just about – because, again, I'm just going to say it, like – I think Jack Conklin could come back this Sunday if he's your left tackle, and all of a sudden we're feeling different about the offensive line. The other thing is, I don't think it's just talent. Like, I think some of this is guys are adapting to what they're being asked to do. So some of this is the guys that you have just have to play better. I do think, like, I felt this way about the D-line. It didn't hurt you last year. You've got two legitimate guys who, if you needed to go every down, could. It's Dalvin, and it's Miles. Za'Darius, I think, is a part-time player at this point in his career. Oboe, rotational, Hurst, Jefferson, Harris, McGuire. Like, none of those guys right now are every-down players. You don't need them like that in this scenario, but when you start lopping off depth guys, that is when you have to start playing those other guys, the true starters. And if you only have two, I think that's... One, I always kind of thought they were one starter short, hoping Za'Darius could come up. It hasn't happened to this point. And I think the problem of the O-line is a little bit of injuries, a little bit of what they're being asked to do, and a little bit guys just not getting the damn job done. I think that's why, like, I don't know if you trade for somebody tomorrow. Here's the other thing. I don't know the O-lineman that's available. But even if you traded for that guy tomorrow, I don't know if he fixes it. Because the biggest problems are communication, picking up blitzes, putting out blitzes, the stuff that, quite frankly, for a veteran offensive line is just embarrassing.
Well, the offensive line, yes, they're in disarray right now, and they are being asked to do different things that they're probably not accustomed to, but you still have to score points. You know, you can. I'm not going to say pace together a defensive line, because you can't, but you still have to be able to put up some points offensively.
216-474-0092. Is the Browns' number one need right now a impact defensive lineman difference maker? I honestly felt this way when Miles got hurt. I just think the Alex Wright thing reaffirms it. I think the wide receivers, I actually think the wide receivers and the O-lines, which I think a lot of people are going to say, I think it's the same bit. Do your damn job. And I hate to be that guy because I know their job's tougher than my job. So it's much easier for my fat ass to say, do your job, than it is for them to do their job. It's the NFL. It's tough. But, like, the problem in the NFL most of the time is a lot of dudes who come to the NFL, they're not ready. You shouldn't have that. Posick, veteran. Even Harris, that's a, 4 or 5 year veteran. I know Zinter's the lone rook, but, like, DeJuan Jones, this is year two. You know, James Hudson, I think this is year four. So, like, at some point there does, like, I think the blanket statement we use for a lot of things is, well, just play better. But I heard the morning show have a conversation today where we delusional about the Browns. That is so letting these guys off the hook. Like, was some of last year's 11-win season, did they get some good breaks? Yeah. They also were great. They also had great chemistry. They played from the right way. They played the right way. When they got behind, the game wasn't over. Those are like little things that show that you've got like enough glue guys. You've got the right guys in the locker room. It's the same damn locker room. And I get that it's tough to go, you didn't really have any practice time because how football works now from January to September, when all of a sudden you're expected to go back out on the field. If you're saying this is injuries at certain points, corner, it ain't about injuries. It's about execution. We up on the offensive line, it's about execution. Wide receivers, it's about execution. Right now, I think what you're seeing is teams know I can throw so quick because all I need to do is distract Miles and nobody else is going to get home. I think people have figured out if we just get the ball out quick enough that and we can allow ourselves to negate Miles, there's no pressure from one of the other three places consistent enough to push our quarterback off the spot.
Well, and that's going to be tough this weekend, right? And Jaden Daniels is very quick with doing that right now. That's the reason that they're 3-1. And so, you know, ultimately when you're looking at it from a defensive perspective, maybe that's something where, you know, on the defensive line, you have to, I don't know, maybe stunt a little bit more, maybe play off instead of playing a 4-3, maybe change that up a little bit. I know that they're accustomed to doing that on a regular basis, but you have to change something. Blitz a little bit more. Cause some havoc with Jaden Daniels.
I think my philosophy, and listen, I know teams are blitzing more now.
They are.
Than they have in forever. Like, we're seeing, and the Giants did that. Like, yeah, Burns and Thibodeau put a lot of pressure on the Browns, but I mean they just threw everything from Shane Bowen at Deshaun Watson. So I know that the NFL is blitz happy. I'm telling you, by the time you get to the playoffs, the recipe for beating great quarterbacks is the same damn thing. All right? Yes, exotic blitzes have to be a part of it. No. The number one way you beat those quarterbacks late in the season and into the playoffs, it is you rush four and you get home with four so you can drop seven in coverage.
Well, but if you're dropping seven in coverage right now, you can't play 10 yards off.
Well, but
you can't play soft.
So we're at a point here. We're at like a nexus point where you got to figure your out.
Right.
But at the same point, like, you can't let the now dictate your then. And I think that's where if you trade for O-line, you could end up having an O-lineman that's sitting on the sidelines if you get that you gave it up an asset for, whereas if you trade for a significant pass rusher, not just a piece, but a significant pass rusher, you never really have too many of those. You only got five starting spots, and you don't rotate them on the offensive line, whereas especially with Jim Schwartz, you're talking 8 to 10 deep. And especially if you can push some of those guys down the depth chart, the Zadariuses, the Oboes, I think you're cooking with fire. And I think it prepares you more to play late in the season. I think that's more how you got to look at this. I agree with you right now. The O-line's like, how the hell are we going to win with this? At the same point, like, I'm thinking, like, the guys right now have to be the ones that stabilize the ship. And then the guys you trade for are going to be the guys that raise your ceiling. 216-474-0092. Alex Wright, done for the season. Miles Garrett, it's his feets. Not a foot, it's his feets. Do the Browns need to add another pass rusher ASAP? More from you guys. And maybe that time to sound the alarm for the defense conversation. Maybe it's time to have that one. Next on 92.3 The Fan.